It is the Midweek Minute with the superintendent, and I'm here with Dr. Michelle Eller of the Sylacauga City Schools. First of all, I know you were under the weather a little bit after last week. How you doing?
I'm doing great, especially after that big Aggie win.
Yeah, 2-0 on the season. Congratulations to Coach Chris Smelly and all the Aggies, all the coaches. Student body has been a long time coming, but a lot of people don't realize they won the last two of the last year, so they're on a four-game winning streak.
Yes, it's exciting to see, and I appreciate our partnership with Radio Alabama because I was able to watch it from the couch and feel like I was right there at the stadium. So
partnership. Did you have baby duty too?
No, not Friday night.
Okay, well, I was going to give you a pass because anytime at a grand parent can get together with that grandchild, it's something else.
Yes.
Well, we're glad you're here this morning, and we're going to talk about school attendance for one thing and talk about funding and how that operates.
Right. So many people may not realize, well, one, September is school attendance month. So, and this month is important to us because, one, it pretty much sets the trajectory for the rest of the school year if that student is attending. We've kind of seen that pattern. If they start missing school now, it kind of continues to morph into missing more and more school. But another important factor, and I'm going to share some facts in just a second, is that it determines our funding for the next school year.
See, and I had no idea.
Right, and many people don't realize that one, we're funded based on enrollment, but not just that enrollment number of students, it's their average daily attendance, namely in the month of September.
That's amazing to me, and it's even more amazing to me that it's put really on that first full month of school when a lot of kids may still be having things that they're finishing up with athletics or something over the summer or vacations, whatever the case may be, it doesn't matter.
Right. Well, you know, I told my grandsons this morning, we of course had a late night last night with Labor Day and family things going on, and I said, we've got to hurry up and get up this morning. We've got to get to school because we have to be at school every single day on time. Especially this month. And I know each of our schools are doing something special just to reiterate the importance of attendance. I think Indian Valley, theirs is some kind of ice cream or something party at the end of the month. And so my two grandsons want to make sure they get to the party.
Oh, yeah. So. You got to get the ice cream.
Yes.
Well, that's a good reward, too.
Right. But just kind of wanted to share just a few facts about school attendance that our listening audience may not realize. But as I mentioned before, absenteeism in the first month, full month of school, can predict poor attendance throughout the school year. Half the students who miss 2 to 4 days in September go on to miss nearly a month of school by the end of the school year. Second fact, people may not realize, is that chronic absenteeism appears to have doubled since our COVID years. And I think it's because, you know, it may be that we got so used to not going to school, or if we even thought we had a cold or something, the sneezes or something, we just, you know, erred on the...
Yeah, I think parents are more cautious.
Right. And so we now estimate that it affects nearly 1 out of 3 million students.
That's amazing.
With chronic absenteeism. Its ill effects start early. Poor attendance can influence whether children read proficiently by the end of third grade or be held back. We see so many students, as we're looking through the data, that are not... the ones that we have identified that are struggling and not reading on grade level, you can see a direct correlation with school attendance.
I went to Sylacauga High School, and I had a counselor who was a dear friend of mine, even after I graduated, made the point that poor absenteeism hurts you in reading more than it does any other subjects, because kids can catch up a little bit in math. They can, you know, can understand little things better in history or English, but reading, that's totally different.
Right. And we can't teach them if they're not there.
That's right.
So we need them there. By sixth grade, chronic absence becomes a leading indicator that a student will drop out of high school.
Oh, man.
And we know now, you know, with so many job opportunities and so many people that are unemployed or looking for employment, that you have to be marketable. And not having a high school diploma,
that's the first strike against you.
Right. It sets you up for failure from, you know, there on out. Research shows that missing 10% of school, or about 18 days in most school districts, negatively affects a student's academic performance. Chronic absenteeism is considered missing about 2 days a month.
And I'm going to tell you this that goes along with that. I worked for a company, I won't mention their name, in years past, to where if they hired somebody under the age of 21, mm-hmm. they went and checked their school attendance when they were in school.
That was smart. That was smart. Because that's a good indicator of what they're going to be.
Like on their job.
As an employee. Yeah. Yep. Students who live in communities with high levels of poverty are 4 times more likely to be chronically absent than others. When students improve their attendance rates, they improve their academic prospects and their chances of graduating. Attendance improves when schools engage students and parents in positive ways and when schools provide mentors for chronically absent students. Our listening audience may not realize we do track this, and we also offer guidance and mentoring with our parents to encourage them to send their students every day. And the most important thing to track is not just how many are missing school, but how many are missing so many days, whether they're excused or unexcused.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of times people may not realize, well, they missed because they had a dentist appointment, or they missed because of that. Well, it doesn't matter the reason, they still missed.
That's right.
So whether it's excused or unexcused, it's throwing your academics off track.
Absolutely. And, of course, you mentioned also, too, about the funding being affected, but how much the fact that Sylacauga City Schools tries to make sure that their students can get to and from school, the busing, the free meals, all of those things. I was a bus rider for many, many years and wouldn't take anything for it.
My children were too.
They're safe. And, yes. And you know, God rest his soul, remember him like it was yesterday, but Felix Garrett was our bus driver, and he loved us like his own kids. Yes. And I know many of the bus drivers now, but at Sylacauga City Schools, we provide those type of things to help the parents.
Yes. We're trying to do everything we can to ensure that each child has, one, transportation to get to school, because we know that's a barrier. And then, two, once they get to school, all their needs are met, mm-hmm. whether it be emotional needs, academic needs, but also physical needs as mm-hmm. far as free breakfast and yes. lunch. And I'll be honest, I mentioned a second ago about my grandchildren. They eat breakfast and lunch every day at school.
Yep.
I don't pack them food because they eat in the cafeteria and they love it.
Sometimes, and I hate to admit this, in our own city here, we have kids that enjoy going to school because that may be the one or only two meals that they get per day. As yes. bad as I hate to say it, you know, families are working. Sometimes kids have to stay with grandparents or stay with friends. And
right.
those two meals they get at school may be right. the two best ones they get all day.
Right. And I'll be honest, I don't mind giving them a peanut butter and jelly sandwich no. for dinner, because I know they had a full, nutritious, really good lunch at school.
Absolutely. And, of course, I know that the Sylacauga City Schools, the way they function, you know, with getting transportation and the food and making sure also, we mentioned this a few weeks ago, if they need help, if they need mentoring, if they need, if there's any kind of thing that's bothering them outside of their school life, we have resources yes. for those people.
Yes, we do. And we've asked our parents if there's a situation that we need to be aware of, or that our school counselors need to be aware of, they just need to simply send an email that says "handle with care."
Yeah.
And with that tagline, that alerts us that, hey, there's a delicate situation, and we need to make sure we check on those students.
And one other thing that I want to bring to the table, if I can, because I just know the situation, I know the people who are over it. When you have a special needs child, mm-hmm. Whether I don't care what the case may be, special education at Sylacauga High School is second to none, along with all of the schools in Sylacauga City School System.
We hear that all the time, David. We hear that all the time.
I know people who work with those kids. I go to church with them. I see them. I talk to them. I live here. Listen, a special needs child, that's exactly what it says. They need special things to make them successful. Right. And I'm so proud of what our Board of Education and our community has done to make sure that that's taken care of.
Well, it's our job to equip every single student.
That's right.
Regardless of the challenges that might exist.
And sometimes those special needs students are actually some of the better attendance students.
Yes, yes. Sometimes they set that standard, don't they?
They really do. But, you know, I really appreciate you coming in today and talking about this, because I was unaware that funding has a direct impact on how kids come to school during the month of September.
Yes. And, you know, our vision is to equip everyone for excellence. And as I said a minute ago, you know, we can't equip them if they're not here. So we need students to be here every day. We need them to be here on time. And we need our parents to just help us out as much as possible.
Absolutely. If your child is sick or, you know, there is something wrong, of course, we want you to take care of them.
Yes,
but we
yes.
want you to also understand that when they do come to Sylacauga City Schools, that they're going to be taken care of there.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, hey, I appreciate you coming in today.
Yes, thank you. And we look forward to playing Friday night and hopeful.
Yeah, and hopeful. And that's not too far from where you're from.
That's correct. Yeah. I plan to be there.
Well, our bunch will be there too. And, of course, hopefully the Aggies can go 3-0 and get a first region win. Yes. These region games count toward making the playoffs. So that's what it's all about. But thank you for coming in on the Midweek Minute with the superintendent.
Yes, thank you. And go Aggies.
Go Aggies.